This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
We have partnered with a fantastic, and I mean fantastic, group of people here in the River Region and dementia-friendly Alabama. And if you haven't been paying attention, if you've grazed over the fact, I'm actually still looking for my fourth. We have put together a team, Cumulus Broadcasting has. We're going to have Rick Hendrick from our sister station, 95.1 The Fox, playing with us Friday morning. He has a listener that is joining him. I'm still looking for my fourth. So if you want to join us Friday morning at this awesome golf tournament that we are about to talk about, just shoot me an email, hunk@sportsradio740.com. And I'll be choosing a winner here coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, we're joined by Stephanie Holmes, who is over this whole thing and from dementia-friendly Alabama. And Stephanie, before we get even going about the golf tournament that's going to be going on, because there's still people that don't know what dementia-friendly Alabama is, and tell everybody that is new or that hasn't heard what exactly you do at dementia-friendly Alabama.
Well, dementia-friendly Alabama is an initiative that we are getting out into the community to talk to schools, to talk to businesses, etc., about dementia and how they can participate, how they can continue to engage those affected by dementia, whether it's somebody with the diagnosis or a caregiver taking care of somebody with the diagnosis.
And I think the part about this that some people don't understand is, A, when they hear the name and the word dementia, they don't know what's going on. They don't have the information. They hear it and they automatically think death sentence, we're done. And, you know, I don't have much time, or my one of my family members doesn't have much time. What do we need to do? But there's a lot more to it, because we all know that once we have information, we become less weary of everything going on, not just with this, but with anything going on in our lives.
Right.
And with this, that's exactly what you do, is you're trying to get information out so people understand what their family members are going through.
Right. Information is knowledge in any area. But that comment that you made about the death sentence, you know, there is no picture of a survivor for Alzheimer's. Right. So I understand where people are coming from, but early detection is imperative. We do memory screenings at Central Alabama Aging, free, confidential, last Thursday of each month, because memory screenings, there's a significant first step towards finding out if you do have Alzheimer's. And if you don't have Alzheimer's, you may have something else that's treatable that could help you with your memory problems at the time.
If you talked about the free screenings, and it's funny because I always feel like there's like a sense of, you know, God has a sense of humor. I've always believed that. But at the same time, I've had a family member that's had Alzheimer's, and I am somebody that is huge about memories. And that's exactly what Alzheimer's takes away.
Right.
And if you're somebody that's, how young can you start getting tested? Like, when does somebody need to start coming in to see if they can potentially have it in them and they not know?
You know, Alzheimer's, it's a issue with the brain.
Yeah.
So everybody is different, but I can say that we have on our partner panel, we had a 34-year-old whose father was diagnosed at 36, and he may have even passed at 36, actually.
Wow.
Her brother has it. So, you know, there are more genetics involved there. But if there is a memory issue that's going on in your life, whether it's with you or a loved one, and it is affecting their daily living, then you need to go get it checked out. Our memory screenings are just a first step. It's not a diagnosis. It's just a first step. But you need to further that with your primary care physician.
And this golf tournament that is, it's taking place at Robert Trent Jones at Capitol Hill in Prattville. We are just a couple of days away. We're teeing off at what, 8 a.m.? Is that when we're going?
Actually, registration 8, tee time at 9 o'clock. We'll be providing breakfast to the golfers at 8 o'clock. This has been something that has just been so exciting to plan, to talk to people about, because everybody wants to help.
Yeah.
You know, even if I'm talking to people and they can't help this year, I know they're in for next year.
Right. And the money, because, you know, all of this, we have, there's sponsorships that are still available that we'll
there
talk
are.
About in just a little bit. There's teams that are still welcome and people that can still sign up.
Right.
But the question that you're always going to get whenever it comes to charity is, well, where does the money go? Does it go around the world? Does it go around the country? Does
money
it stay
stays here? Money stays here with Central Alabama Aging. We're Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery counties, but we are taking this initiative statewide. We actually right now are in the process of receiving RFPs to take the grant or to take the initiative throughout the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
We have been awarded $50,000 to give five $10,000 grants as seed money so that we can take this statewide to other area agencies on aging or to other areas within the state that want to start doing what we're doing, because Joe, this isn't rocket science.
No.
It's just a matter of being aware of what your resources are and getting those resources to the people that need it. Because right now what we find when you get that diagnosis with a physician, you're leaving the physician's office with a diagnosis.
Right.
We're going to make a difference. We're going to change that right now. Walker 360 has been wonderful. They actually have our new and improved dementia resource guide that I cannot tell you how excited I am to get that out and get to people. It's very simple, but it's packed full with resources. And if we can get this to everybody in the state of Alabama, I promise you it's going to make a difference.
Now, I have to ask a question. What is Walker 360?
Walker 360 is a printing company. It's Walker 360, Fifth Advertising. And then they have one more sister company that I can't think of right now. I'm sorry, Haley. It's a printing company.
Got you. Okay.
Yes.
So they're the ones.
Creative Printing. There we go.
There we go.
Fifth Advertising. Walker 360 and Creative Printing. Beth, I love you.
So those are the people that have helped get all this together.
They have helped us get this dementia resource guide. They've done all of our printing for our flyers, for our interest piece, etc. They're behind us 100%.
And these are going to be at the golf tournament as well to give out?
Beth, are these going to be at the golf tournament? Hopefully. You know how anal I am, and I was there yesterday with the final revision. So if they get this out, then I'm going to have to give some major hugs.
Well, what we're going to do is at the golf tournament, if you do need information, there's going to be so many people there that are going to be able to help. And
we're also going to have a virtual dementia tour there as well.
It's weird that I get excited for things. I'm all about experiencing stuff that I've never experienced before.
Right.
And this is one of those things. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for saying I'm excited to see what it feels like, but this is something that we've talked about a couple of times with you. And for somebody that doesn't know about the virtual stuff that's going
virtual
to be
going virtual dementia tour,
what exactly is that?
It is a simulation, a window into the world with somebody with Alzheimer's. And we garb you up with the headsets, with the goggles, with the gloves for the motor skills and the neuropathy inserts. On the outside, you don't know what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
But when you go through this, and this is an evidence-based program, when you go through this, Joe, you will come away with more compassion, mm-hmm. more of an understanding of what people with dementia are going through, and know that it is not that they're being strong-willed and trying to not do something that you ask them to do. There's just so much more going on inside.
Right, and that is something that I'm very interested in doing, and we're going to do Facebook Live when I do it, just because I want to experience it, but I also want people that have to
I don't
to go
know
to work.
That we can do Facebook Live because we're not allowed to take pictures,
okay.
So I might have to put a halt on you there.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll Facebook Live something else. I'll Facebook
okay.
Live my horrible first shot.
You can
shot.
Facebook Live what you look like all garbed up.
There
That's
we go.
Fine. Absolutely.
There we go. Okay. So we can do that. I'll be doing Facebook Live while we're on the golf course. If you want to join on the golf course, because again, we still have about 24 hours or so before
we get going. We can take registration the morning of.
Oh,
you know how difficult that is,
yeah.
But we are not going to turn anybody away. If your schedule clears and you want to come out and support and show that you care, we are going to welcome you with open arms.
Now, if somebody is wanting to join, again, they wake up Friday morning, 5, 6 a.m., and they said, you know what? I really do just want to go over there, and I want to go. Well, what do they need to do?
Then just come to Robert Trent Jones.
Okay.
Be there at 8 o'clock. We'll get you registered. We'll get you on a team, and we'll start the day.
And if somebody's listening right now and they want to go,
they can call me at 240-4680. I hesitate. I keep wanting to give you my cell phone number, but I don't know about that.
Okay.
240-4680. Really, all they have to do is show up.
Yeah.
We'll get them signed up. Robert Trent Jones, legislator course. Be there at 8 o'clock for breakfast, and we'll go from there.
Now, there's sponsorships still available.
There are sponsorships available, absolutely, except that we can't get the signs printed after this, you know, this point. Yesterday was the deadline for that. But if you're out there and you want to give a donation, you can't come out, but you, you know, your heartstrings are being tugged. You've got a family member, a loved one that was affected by this. CentralAlabamaAging.org is our website, CentralAlabamaAging.org. And in the top area of the website, there's a blue button that says donate. It's easy through PayPal. If you want to do it, just ear tag it for the golf tournament, Dementia Friendly, a golf classic. But this is new to our website, so any donations that are coming in, we kind of know that they're for the golf tournament. So
now, for the people that are coming, because we have a ton of teams that
are
there.
We're going to have a great day.
It's going to be a fantastic day. Again, I'm still looking for my fourth. Hunk at sportsradio740.com if you're interested. And I'll be choosing a winner here in just a little while. And as we're going on, as you said, breakfast is going to be provided.
Breakfast, lunch.
What else is going on?
We're going to have lunch. We're going to have the virtual dementia tour. We're going to have a couple of guest speakers during lunch. Jason Hornsby, whose wife unfortunately just passed with Alzheimer's. Wow. I think she was in her early 50s. So, you know, it's just a team of partnerships.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring the community together. We're going to have tons of resources, a ton of wonderful door prizes.
Right.
We have had so much support with people donating items for the door prizes, and we've got cash prizes for the winners. So you're going to be happy that you came. I promise.
I need a ringer. I need a ringer is what we're trying to say, because trust me, I have not picked up a club, and we were calculating it. The future wife and I were calculating it. She and I have been dating for almost 4 years. We're getting married 2 days after our 4-year anniversary. And I have never played golf whenever I was with her. I did not play golf the 3 years before it. So we're working on about 8 years since I've swung a club.
Well, what you need to do, Joe, is bring your cash, because you can buy mulligans.
Oh,
mulligans. Yes.
Oh, now, and see, here's the great thing. As much as the golf tournament is going to be fun, the purpose for what Dementia Friendly Alabama is doing, because I remember the first time you and I talked back in November, and I remember the first time that I started to talk more and more about my family member that had been affected by Alzheimer's, and the fact that I saw him go from being that Southern, you know, preacher to being somebody that was thinking that he was 7 years old, or you know, all the different memories that were coming back. And it was tough on me in November to even talk about it because it hurts so much. Because it's still, you know, again, there's a movie, and it's the Planet of the Apes, and it's the brand new one that came out. It was the very first one when they redid it. And I'm sitting there in the movie theater bawling, because the whole purpose of what the scientist was doing was trying to cure Alzheimer's. And I remember in November getting choked up just talking to you about it. And through all these times that just you and I have talked, it's gotten easier and easier to talk about it. And it's gotten better knowing that there's people out there from Dementia Friendly Alabama, as well as support groups that help you get through stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that.
That's a great lead in, Joe. I just posted this morning before I came in on our Dementia Friendly Alabama Facebook page. Anybody out there, please go to a Dementia Friendly Alabama Facebook page and like it. But I just posted a quote, and it just referred to being able to tell your story to help empower others.
Yeah.
Anytime you can tell your story and share it with somebody, it's going to empower somebody else to be able to share their story, and it really helps. It helps those feelings that are inside, that pain. And that's one of the reasons that Jason Hornsby is such an asset, because he can tell his story, and he tells it with a vengeance, and people, they get it.
Right. And that's the part that is amazing, and the reason why I am excited about the virtual reality tour and doing all this stuff to help out, because this has always been something inside of me that has always been like one of those sore spots. Like, I see somebody that has it. I hear about it. You know, the future wife is in that field, and she'll come home and is like, you know, somebody has that. And it would always hit me in the chest. And just from you coming on to talk about this, it has gotten better, and it's gotten easier, and it's given me the ability to open up about it a little bit
that
more.
That is what drives me every day. You know, I want to be able to get this resource guide, get these resources to people that have this new diagnosis so that they're not floundering and so that they're not upset and they know what to do, where to go, where to turn. Every day I meet someone. I just met someone yesterday out at Allstate Beverage whose mother passed with it. Mm-hmm. So every day, without fail, unfortunately. But that just fuels my fire because we're going to get people help. Yeah. We're going to do it.
And that's what the golf tournament's for. As much as we're going to have fun on Friday, breakfast is going to be at 8.
Breakfast at 8 between 8 and 9. Tee off at 9. And then lunch, I guess they come in around 1:30, depending on how quickly you finish.
I hope so. I got to show it too. So I may have to bolt at some point.
Barbecue and 3 sides at lunch and dessert and lots of door prizes.
All right. Now, if somebody does want to join, if somebody wants to throw in a sponsorship, they need to give you a call where?
They can call me at 240-4680. 240-4680.
And remember, if you wake up on Friday morning, 7 a.m.
We will take you.
I want to go play some golf.
That's right.
This is the place to do it. You can go to whatever country club you're a member of. You can go to whatever public course you normally go to. But you can just go there and have fun, or you can come to Robert Trent Jones at Capitol Hill and actually have a purpose.
Absolutely. Show us that you care and come join us.
So you can do that. What's the Facebook page one more time?
Dementia Friendly Alabama.
Dementia Friendly Alabama.
I want to see lots of likes by the time I get back to the office so that I know you're doing your job, Joe.
I'm hoping I'm doing it because I'm also still looking for that fourth. I need
a fourth player.
I need a fourth player. All you got to do, shoot me a email at hunk@sportsradio740.com. Coming up towards the very end of the show, we will announce our winner, and I'll be contacting them to get them on the golf course with me on Friday. And Stephanie, again, thank you for coming.
Thank you for all your support,
Joe. Right, make sure that, again, you're following us on Facebook at facebook.com/sportsradio740, because coming up on Friday, while we're on the golf course, while we're doing some things, we're going to be on Facebook Live the whole time. So make sure that you're joining us there. Follow me on Periscope. We'll be doing Periscope as well. So we're going to have some fun out here trying to help a lot of people here in the River Region.
Give the Fallout a call. 240-9230. 1-800-239-9544. Let your voice be heard. This is Sports Radio 740.